Blog Talk Radio.
To the rest of the country, want to wish you a very good morning. Good morning to the Central Mountain and Pacific time zones. My name is John Bon Jovial, and I am David Bauer's co-host. And just want to let you know that we are having a very, very special show today, and we really appreciate you being here to join us with The David Bauer's Presents, a very special conversation with Shane Brown of the Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown clan. So, David, without further ado, take it away.
Thank you very much, John Bon Jovial, and we will indeed be speaking with Shane in just a moment. You know, ever since Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, was taken to an Atlanta area hospital, there have been all kinds of conflicting accounts going around about the 21-year-old's condition. The media has continuously also reported strife within the family. Now, Bobby Brown's nephew, Shane Brown, is one of the few family members that has spoken on the record, mostly thanking the concerned public and fans for their well wishes directed towards his cousin. Today, we get to hear for ourselves from Shane Brown, who has asked us not to ask him about Bobby Christina's condition out of respect to everyone involved. Now, we do know, according to news sources, that an attempt to bring Bobby Christina out of a coma caused her to suffer seizures. She is now back in a medically induced coma. A neurologist says seizures mean there is still brain activity. And the doctor also explains that a coma can give the brain time to heal. That being said, this is all we will speak of directly concerning Bobby Christina's condition. We wish Bobby Christina the best and also to her family. And I also want to make it clear that Shane is here of his own choice. He's not being paid or reimbursed in any way to come on here today and talk with us, nor has he asked for anything. That being said, we will not ask him anything directly concerning Bobby Christina's condition, and we ask that if you call in with your questions, you keep that in mind as well. And here with us now, the outspoken man from the Brown family, Mr. Shane Brown. And Shane, we'll have your mic on there. Yeah. You come on board, say hello, and thank you very much for joining us today. Hello, Shane.
How you doing, Mr. Bob? How are you feeling this morning? This afternoon, actually.
Doing very well, thank you. And we do appreciate you coming on board and taking the time to talk with us today. It's good to have you, and hopefully we'll be able to share with the listeners some of the things that are going down so that they get to know. Because, as I indicated, there's been an awful lot of media circus about it in the background there. First, let me ask you, Shane, you yourself have had to deal with it all. How are you dealing with it?
Man, I'm keeping my head held high, man. I'm, I'm just staying prayed up, and I'm coping. I'm dealing with it, you know. I'm just staying prayed up, man, and just knowing that God creates miracles, man.
And that's really all you can do. I'm glad to hear you're hanging in there. That's important because I know that I'm pretty sure Bobby Christina would like that, and I know your family needs you to stay strong for them too. How is the family dealing with the situation and Bobby Christina's condition and the surrounding media attention?
I'm sorry, you said how was who dealing with the situation?
How is the family doing?
The family's doing well. The family's doing well. Everybody is doing well. We get together every couple of days, sometimes every day, and cook a big family dinner. And today is actually my birthday today, so actually the whole family's getting together today. We're having a big seafood party at my publisher's house today. So the family's doing good, man. We're getting together every day, family dinners, just staying in prayer and, just trying to keep it all together, man, the best we can do.
Understand that, and our birthday wishes to you as well, Shane. It's unfortunate that it has to come at a time like this, but best wishes for you, and on your birthday, wishes that this turns into a really great year for you. We've heard a lot of reports, Shane, and of course some contradictory, of conflicts within the family. Now, I know times like this can be stressful. We all understand that. What about the stories of family conflicts and stuff?
Yeah, basically, it's a lot of stories going on. You know, basically, just to touch base on what happened here, people probably heard my name in a situation with the family brawl that happened here in Atlanta a few weeks ago at the W Hotel with my mother, Tina Brown. It was just something that the media took and blew out of proportion. You know, they tried to say I was spit on and my mother threw a glass at me, and that just wasn't the case. My mother, out of frustration, you know, she had been drinking, and, you know, we was actually had a little get-together for Uncle B's birthday that night. And, you know, just emotions are high, and she was frustrated, and she ended up throwing a glass, and just a piece of the glass, she threw it down, a piece of the glass ended up hitting me. And they tried to blow it up to make it seem like it was a big, just a big brawl that happened at the hotel, and we was fighting and doing this, that, and the third, and it wasn't like nothing like how the media tried to portray it to be. So, but you have to take the good with the bad with everything you do, you know what I'm saying? Just coming from the family that we come from, being in the public eye, and being, you know, our family being wrapped around so much media coverage and so much negativity and, you know, different things of that nature. You know, it just comes with the territory at some point, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right. When you are a celebrity or a visible member of a celebrity's family, it's all going to come your way, and the media loves, there's no question about it, the media loves the circus, and if they don't have a circus, they oftentimes try to picture one, let's say.
Yeah, create one. If they don't have one, they'll try to create one.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't want to be the one to say that, but yes, I think most everyone agrees. The media is a hungry monster. It has to find something to devour and make a meal of, and it will do that to whatever subject that comes along. John Bon Jovial, are you there with us, and do you have a question?
I am here. I'm here. And Shane, I got a question that, you know, normally it might seem like a kind of a crazy question, but in light of everything that is going on right now, when you guys are in your private life on a sunny Sunday afternoon or a cold winter afternoon or whatever, are you guys able to carry on and have just, you know, intimate conversations with each other and carry on like any other close-knit family might on, you know, that's out of the spotlight like the Brown family is?
There's times where we get together, you know, it's times where we get together and everything is cool. You know, it's just right now that with our family being in the public eye every day, you know, with situation at hand, like right now it's definitely hard, you know, because it's like we're under a microscope on everything we do, you know.
And have you been able to steal away any, you know, time, even if it's just a few minutes to, you know, be with your family and just kind of exhale for a few minutes and then say, okay, time to hold our breath and on to the next phase of this?
Yeah, we get that at times. You know, our family is, as you can see, is private anyway, you know, and we try to be as private as we can be, you know, and we do get together. We do have moments that we get together and we just in a secluded area to ourselves. And that's basically how it is now. You know, everybody's just, you know, when we get together, it's not in the public. It's at somebody's house. It's not around no outsiders. It's just around family and people that we can trust and people that we love and people that we know love us. So, yeah, we do have those moments, man, but it gets frustrating at times living life that way, but like I said, it just comes with the territory and us being who we are.
Well, that's, you know, easily understandable. And, I logically think I can fully understand exactly what you're saying. Emotionally, it's kind of hard to fathom.
Yeah, and, you know, especially when you're dealing with something as, you know, as sensitive as the topic we're dealing with, you know, with a family member really being in a serious condition, and you know, any other regular family, they would have their privacy at this time, you know. They would be able to get with their family and, you know, just have privacy. But being at the family that we come from, being in the public eye, it's hard to have that privacy. And sometimes that's just, I mean, we just want our privacy with certain things, you know what I'm saying? We're humans just like everybody else. And it's just about privacy, man. And you know, we know it's hard dealing with that coming from being in the public eye, you know what I'm saying? But right now it's just a sensitive subject. And, you know, with the media circus that's going on right now and all the negative reports that's going on with the, you know, not even with people just talking about the Brown family feuding, but the Brown and the Houston family feuding, is every day it's a different story. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, man, just fall back and let us breathe for a minute and just let us deal with the real life situation that we have going on. You know what I'm saying? Focus on that.
Of course. Of course. Well, you know, look, we are guilty, too, of being part of this media circus. But I think our focus, and I'm pretty sure that David will agree with me, is that instead of, you know, concentrating on the subject at hand, I mean, of course, yes, we want to know how she's doing, and we want to, you know, and hope and pray that she's going to be okay. But we want to make this about you today and to try to find out, you know, what's going on in your life and the rest of the family. And David, why don't you go ahead and get on with the next question?
Well, I think that's very well said, John. We want to... basically, what we're trying to do here is give you a chance to actually talk directly with the people, with the fans and the followers, and let them know what's going on so that they can wade through the media hype and the circus, as you put it. And we're very thankful that you agreed to come on board with us and sit and talk with us today. Let me move on here because we've got a couple other things that we'd like to cover, and I know listeners have already asked about it. If there are listeners out there who have questions, keeping in mind we are not going to directly discuss Bobby Christina Brown's medical condition. If you'd like to call in with your questions, the call-in number is 347. That's area code 347-945-7137. Again, the entire number is area code 347-945-7137. And call in if you have questions or comments you'd like to direct at Mr. Shane Brown. Now, let's move on to the that very hot interview, and one that hopefully this will go a lot smoother than a lot's been made of that explosive interview you did with SHOT 97 radio host Star. And having heard it, it got pretty hot. Tell my listeners and your fans who are listening who haven't heard the interview, tell them just what happened, please, in your own words.
Okay, so what basically happened with the interview with Star, Star reached out to somebody who handles business for me out of New York, wanted to get me on his show. They know that on my end, they let Star and his people know that we will not be discussing Chrissy's condition. So when we... Actually, when Star ended up calling me, he calls me, and, you know, the first thing he said was, first thing out of his mouth when he greeted himself, the first thing he said was something disrespectful, and I let it slide. The very next question is, he asked me, he's like, we want to know, is Chrissy still on life support and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa, hold on, man. We discussed that we're not going to talk about Chrissy's condition. You know, if that's what you're looking for, we can end this interview right here. You know, words flew back and forth, or really words flew on his end. The man just started going crazy, yelling and screaming. I wasn't going to be on the phone going back and forth with him like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yeah, all right, man, I hangs up the phone. But I mean, it was just basically, man, just a situation where he was just disrespectful, you know, and he didn't stand firm on his word as a man. You know, we discussed that we won't be touching certain topics. He agreed to it. And when we got on air, that's the first thing he wanted to touch. You know, and once again, you know, I believe, you know, he just did it. I believe he did it just to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? I believe he did it just to be talked about. You know, any way that I would have came to him, I mean, he was going to come with the disrespect. I came to a show I never to the man. I don't even know the man. That was my first conversation I ever had with him. I've never talked to him directly. He was talking to management, and he went through management to set up the interview. But yeah, he just took it somewhere where it didn't need to be. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't mad at him. You know, it's all good. I moved past it, and we just continue doing what we're doing. Yeah, we got bigger fish to fry.
I understand that, and yeah, I do know, and we all do that. You get upset and wrapped up in the moment, and things get said, especially when words start flying. And I don't think there's a one of us that hasn't, mouthed off at one time or another when they got a little too hot under the collar, and later on, it's over. You put it aside, you move on. Let me ask you point blank, Shane, is that over and done with now?
Yeah, it's so far, you know, as a man, David, you know, I would, you know, for the disrespect, I would really like to just see him face to face.
I understand.
You know, I would really like to see him face to face because he said a lot of disrespectful things concerning the family and all the, you know. So I like to see him face to face. But yeah, as far as you know, it's in. No negativity on my end.
That's cool. I understand.
When David and I came up through radio, I mean, you know, and he and I have been in radio for 40 plus years now, and you know, the kind of antics that you hear on the radio today would have never ever been thought of then, to try to back somebody into a corner and you know, release a pit bull on them, you know, in hopes of, you know, being I'll just come right out and say it, being a ratings whore. That was never our MO. All we wanted to do was try to entertain people and do it in a way that was respectful, not disrespectful. I hear this kind of thing today from your man there at Star and some of the other things that go on in talk radio, and just shake my head in absolute disbelief. And you know, I heard of the encounter that you had, and look, you and I, we don't know each other from Adam, but I felt terrible for you because, you know, nobody should be subjected to that.
You know, you got, just the way the world is, you got some people that's going to love you and you got some people that's going to hate you. You know, everybody's not going to love what you do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to have their own opinion. Everybody's, you know, entitled to their own opinion. You know, you got some people out here that just hate. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I take the good with the bad, man. You know, at the end of the day, he who angers you controls you. He's not controlling me. I continued on with life. I'm doing good. And, man, at the end of the day, you know, I wish him well.
Absolutely. And, you know, interviewers, whether they're news interviewers, entertainment interviewers, you know, people like John and myself, whoever, you want to ask the probing questions, you want to get the honest answers, but there's a difference between probing and being exploitative, and that I think is the that's the key. Probing, getting the information without exploiting a situation, and I think we can all agree,
you know,
there's been a lot of exploitation.
Yeah,
what was that,
Shane? There's a way that you come at situations too. You know, you just came at the situation totally disrespectful when he didn't have to.
Exactly. And also, if you agree to terms of a conversation, as we did, we agreed that we would have no direct questions as regarding Bobby Christina's condition, and we're going to hold to that. We read a brief at the top. People can see there's tons of news going around, and I use the word news very loosely. Some of it isn't news. And if you check the sources where you're getting these stories from, you can often get a pretty good handle on whether it's serious news or just headline grabbing. Moving on now, and getting back to the family, Shane, I mentioned at the top that we're not reimbursing you in any way, you or your family, for talking with us today. But there have been stories. What about these stories going around that the family is out for money, they're seeking compensation for interviews and other angles like that?
Yeah, like I said, you know, they're going to, you know, there's going to be stories coming out from anything that people can make up is going to be made up. And I really appreciate you addressing that because that was a situation that really bothered me as far as with the compensation. But just like, listen, man, you know, never once have any interview that I did, David, and me and my mother did, we've never done an interview. And anybody who been following this story, you know, you never heard Shane Brown or Tina Brown come out their mouth and say anything about Bobby Chris, period, other than continue to pray. We appreciate everybody that's praying around the world. You know, everything that me and my mother touched was basically to clear our family name on the situations that the media tried to put out there. So as far as compensation, man, it was a story that Us Weekly posted about a week ago saying that we were seeking compensation from different media outlets and seeking car services and hotel rooms and things of that nature. And as far as compensation, that's false statements. As far as us having drivers and being picked up from one location and being taken to interviews, yeah, that's correct. That's protocol. We've never once have we been paid, period, not one red cent. Never once have we sought payment from any media outlet that we touched. Not one time. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but all that is the interviewer is sending a car for you. They're not putting a $10 bill or whatever in your pocket. They're just sending you a car so you can get there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I was staying at a hotel out here in Atlanta, the Intercontinental here in Atlanta, and they sent a driver for me to pick me up from that location and take me to the to where the interview would be held at. So that's the only thing that we ever received. We never received a dollar. We never received nothing, period. So that's just to clear the air on that. That's as far as that goes. But I really appreciate touching that topic.
Absolutely, and we wanted to be sure to clear that up. And for those of you that are interested in those stories, let me assure you that we did not send the car for him even. As a matter of fact, we didn't even pay him for the phone call to call in. He had to provide his own finger and dial the phone to call in to us today.
And that's so, just the kind of magnanimous and generous people that we are, you know?
Shane, no.
It would have been nice if I would have had an extra finger, though.
I hear you. Well, next time maybe we can work it out where we'll call you and, you know, we'll call it even there. But,
okay.
I want to touch on your personal career moves because you are an artist in your own right. As a matter of fact, you have you've got a tune we're going to be playing to close out the show with today. We kind of thought that it would be a little bit better to close the show with it rather than try to inject it in the middle somewhere where we're talking about serious subjects or something. Tell us a little bit about your music career and, if you will, how you've been able to continue working at that in the midst of the situation surrounding Bobby Christina.
All right, well, honestly, I have not even been to the studio, you know, since this situation happened. I haven't been in the studio since Chrissy's been in the hospital. I haven't even been doing nothing, you know, because as you can see, it's just been a snowball effect of a whole bunch of other things that have been happening since then. So I haven't even really been focused on the music as far as doing music. But right now I'm putting out two singles, one for the club and one for the ladies. The one for the club is a record called Master P. The one that I'm putting out for the ladies is a record called She's My Type of Girl. I got the video done for that. The video will be out on the World Stars, all the big blog sites, and all that within the next few days. But yeah, I'm putting out the two records, man, for the people, and just trying to put some records out, man, get the people's opinion, see what they like, what they don't like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to keep dropping singles and keep putting visuals out there and things of that nature, man. We also got the Brown Film reality show that's coming. We go to start filming that very, very soon, within the next few weeks to a month. And
can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I don't really want to go too into detail. And, you know, when we start really getting rolling, David, you know, you're going to be one of the first people that I even come to and give you the exclusive interview with. But as far as that, there's a few family members that you know, we got that is based upon, and they will be seeing it soon. It will be out soon on a major network, and so that's one thing that we're working on as far as the reality. And I'm just doing the music, man. I'm just trying to put something out here for the people, man, and just trying to, you know, get a feel for what everybody like, man. That's all.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that, and we'll be playing the club tune Master P at the end of our discussion here today. And you record for the fans. You record under the name Shizzy Porter. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
All right. So everyone can be looking for that to check out your music. And tell us now, is your music available online? Can they go somewhere and listen to it, download it, buy it, or
okay,
whatever?
The singles will be available on iTunes within the next week. I'm looking for a release within the next 2 weeks. I'm releasing everything Monday, which is tomorrow. As far as all blogs and on World Stars and the all hip hops and all that good stuff, and next week it'll be up available on iTunes for purchase. Yeah, but you can also follow me on my social networks just to keep updates, just to see what's going on and get updated with how we're moving. On Twitter, it's ShizzyPorter1, and on Instagram, it's Shane, Shayne, _BrownBoy. So that's and I'm real active on my Instagram, so. Not too much active on my Twitter as I need to be, but I'm real active on my Instagram. But just follow there, get all the updates, and you can see everything that we got going on and all that good stuff.
Great.
Shane,
thank you.
Where did,
wish you the best.
Yeah, Shane, where did the name Shizzy Porter come from?
Now, you know what? Growing up, my family always called me Shiz, right? So my family always growing up, or you know, some people call me Shizzy, and it just stuck with me, and I added the Porter on there you know, a few years back, and it was just a name that stuck. You know, I was always called Shiz my whole life, so it's just
so
a family
a boy
name
that
I was
kind of
cool. Yeah,
that's very
I was
cool.
I was a young boy when they started calling me that, so it just stuck with me.
Well, we definitely want to have you come back on. I have a monthly music magazine show where we have artists come on. We not only play the music, but we actually sit and talk with them about their music, their career, and everything. And we'd definitely like to have you come back on board. You've got some new music coming out. You keep in touch with us, and we'll set up and have you come back and talk to the music, talk from the strictly the music side of it, your music,
exactly.
Your career, what's going on, and everything. Love to have you come on the show sometime.
Exactly. Let's do it. I'm ready when you're ready.
Fantastic. Now, let me ask you this, getting back to the family and, the families, with all of the stress and hype and circus and everything, your family coping with it and everything, trying to deal with their lives, how's the relationship between the Brown family and Whitney Houston's family?
I mean, it's all love. As far as on my end, it's all love. I get along with everybody. Right now, everybody's getting along. It's all love. Any situations that people had in the past, I guess, you know, I would hope they would put it to the side. But we got a big situation going on. You know what I'm saying? So everything right now, it's peaceful. It's all love. There's no tension. There's no nothing. We all together in prayer, just wanting to see our cousin, our sister, our daughter, our niece. You know what I'm saying? We just want to see her come up out of it. So there's no tension. There's no bad blood between nobody right now. Everybody's just loving and it's peaceful, and we just want to see our family member pull through.
And the two families are communicating on a regular basis, of course, I assume.
Yeah, you know, we run into each other, we see each other, and it's all love. Me personally, no, I'm not communicating with no one on a regular basis, but when I see them and we see each other, and it's a peaceful situation.
Great, that's good. John Bon Jovial, any other questions?
You know, David, the only other question that I have, Shane, is touring. What are your plans for 2015?
My plans for 2015 as of right now is going into production on a reality show. I'll be in the studio continuing to work on the music. I got management right now and booking agencies putting the tour together, trying to put things together on that end. and just continue to work, man. And just continue to work and trying to put it all together. That's all. Just continue to work and put the pieces to the puzzle together. Well,
if you do hit the road, we'd really like to know where you're going to be, especially if you're going to be in Arizona or Florida. We'd love to get the invite from you to come see you, because that'd be a great thing.
Most definitely. You already know. As soon as I get the itinerary, I'll reach out to you and let you know what city I am that's going to be closest to you.
That's great. David, I think I'm questioned out. We've got a real gentleman on the phone here, and Shane, I just can't thank you enough for, you know, opening up the way that you have, and we respect the right to privacy for your family, and the only thing that I'll say about your cousin is that we just truly, truly hope and pray that she's going to pull through.
I appreciate it, David. I appreciate you giving me the platform, allowing me to use your platform to clear up false reports and, just let the people know the truth behind everything that's going on right now. I really appreciate you for that.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of a truly hectic and challenging time in your life. We appreciate you taking the time to come in and sit down and talk with us today. And before we close, I want to give you one last opportunity. Is there anything in closing that you would like to say to our listeners, your fans, your followers, and everyone that is listening today?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, man, everybody around the world, everybody who's prayed for my family, everybody who's prayed for Chrissy, everybody who's prayed for the Houston family, that we love you all, we appreciate it, continue to keep praying, and we're going to stay strong. We standing strong, and we just really... Y'all have been our strength. Y'all have been a part of our strength, and we really appreciate everyone, everybody that reached out. We really appreciate it, man, and we love you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shane Brown, everyone, who spent the last half hour sitting and opening up the truth about the situation with the Brown family and clearing up a lot of the messy rumors that are going around, innuendos, and in some cases just plain out falsehoods. We thank you so much, Shane Brown, for joining us today. We're going to close with Master P, which is Shane Brown's newest single as a music artist. We'll close with that right after we have John Bon Jovial take us home.
Yes, sir. And again, Shane, thank you so very much for being with us today. This has been a real honor and a real privilege to have you on with us. Just want to let you know that The David Bowers Presents A Sit Down with Shane Brown has been a production of The David Bowers Presents. Please join us for the David Bowers Awards next Sunday. That's Sunday, March the 8th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, when our guests will include legendary rock producer Stuart Epps, Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys, and the musical team of Lori Diamond and Fred Abatelli. Follow the David Bowers Awards at Blog Talk Radio and on Twitter and Facebook to find out everything first. I'm John Bon Jovial, wishing you all a good day. And David, go ahead and hit that play button.
Yeah. I get it, I get it, no limit like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit. Money can talk, swear that she said that I'm spending too much. Lost out on the mill, made that shit back in the mud. Got money in my cup, I got cushion, my blood, and I don't give a fuck. I make it, I spend it, I handle my business, I do what I want. You faking, you phony, you ain't getting money, you niggas a front. I get it, no limit, like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit, like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit, like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit, like a Master P. He tryna see murder like see murder, tryna see him by the three. Got coke by the key, bitch, shit, CMG, who's fucking with we? Got loud by the people, I'm hoes by the three, who's fucking with me? On the long game, them brain now, I ain't gotta show you, nigga. But I pull up in that new Bugatti, fuck a Range Rover, nigga. Play with me in the sober, nigga. Have it your way with my soldiers, nigga. How you ask me, like a meal from the rock? Where's a hover, nigga? I'm on the road right now. Doing shows right now. Pull up to your block in the foreign, have all the hoes like wow. My lifestyle, niggas know that I eat great, eat steak, money good, never walk for no cheesecake, never. Money could talk, swear that she said that I'm spending too much. Lost out on the mill, made that shit back in the mud. Got money in my cup, I got cushions, my blood, and I don't give a fuck. I make it, I spin it, I handle my business, I do what I want. You faking, you phony, you ain't getting money, you niggas a front. I get it, no limit, no limit, like I'm Mr. P. I get it, no limit, no limit, like I'm Mr. P. I get it, no limit, no limit, like I'm Mr. P.
Facts, blowing on that Girl Scout. I'm the shit. Heard it from your girl's mouth. 285, about to hit the 20 East. Homie, ice cream man, no, just masterpiece. Anytime you see me, how I'm looking good. Niggas always hate it cause they wish they could. Bottle after bottle when we get to it. Bottle after model, this is how we do it. Getting down this long road, 200,000 downloads. Good times is the sponsor, tell your mama we done gone pro. K in the lap when the pack on deck. Run through the work, then we ask what's next. Just fall through the spot, don't call no text. You got what you need, all cash, no check.
My nigga talk, swear she said that I'm spending too much. Lost out on the mail, made that shit back in the mud. Got money in my cup, I got cushion, my blood, and I don't give a fuck. I make it, I spin it, I handle my business, I do what I want. You faking, you phony, you ain't getting money, you niggas a front. I get it, no limit, no limit, like I'm Mr. P.